Hi, this is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Winter has finally arrived here, but who knows how long it'll stay. All of this fall, and what usually has been the time called the beginning of winter, has been, for lack of a better word, weird. Unseasonably warm temperatures continued into November this year. Temperatures we usually have in September continued into November this year. Yep, just plain weird. Meteorologists talk a lot about the effects of one of the most powerful El Niño systems in recorded history. We don't need them to tell us, though. The trees are bare. It's dark all the time. The snowshoe hares are white. The long-tailed and short-tailed weasels are white. Deer hunting season has come and gone, and so has the American Thanksgiving. And based on all of these observations and more, it should be cold and snowy outside. But until recently, it's been warm and not at all snowy. Stay tuned. Ice is forming on ponds and around the edges of small lakes, but if the warm weather patterns persist, we may not have safe ice until January, if then. I'm lucky where I live, because there's snow cover, but down closer to Lake Superior, it's just bare ground. Moonlight on clear nights, along with all of the snow-covered ground, makes it a lot lighter outside at night. And since night lasts a lot longer now, that's a real bonus. We'll have more nighttime, more darkness, until the upcoming winter solstice. A big circle coming back around again, the cold and the dark, and then the light again. Cold is fairly easily dealt with. Put on more clothes, turn up the furnace, or in my case, load more wood in the wood stove. And last but not least, get moving. Physical activity, especially if you're using your upper limbs, will warm you up. But the darkness, this takes more effort to overcome sometimes. Sunlight is important for life, and in its absence, we create a lot of artificial sunlight. Electric lights, candles, lanterns, bonfires, fires in the wood stove. They all help keep our spirits from the mental decay of darkness. The most handy form of artificial light in my backyard is the headlamp. Basically a flashlight on a headband. If you don't spend any time outdoors at night, never mind. But if you do, you already know the benefits of this hands-free lighting system. It also makes a great book light. Headlamps appear on people's heads in the beginning of winter here and don't disappear until spring. Such is life in the North Woods. We don't have fashion accessories. We have survival accessories. Despite the warm temperatures, some of the winter birds are here. Chickadees, white and red-breasted nuthatches, blue jays, goldfinches. I had a group of evening grosbeaks visiting for a few weeks earlier this fall. Their yellow and white and black colors were a splash of life against all of the bare branches. I haven't seen any pine grosbeaks or redpolls or purple finches yet. I hope they show up. Now that there's been a cold spell, I have a downy woodpecker at the suet feeder, but haven't seen any hairy woodpeckers yet. The barred owls are calling at night, and the ravens are vocalizing during the day. I still see a lot of ruffed grouse on the weekend days, but the snowshoe hare population has dropped, it seems. All summer long, I could go outside and easily see three or four or more snowshoe hares dining in the backyard. Now I'm lucky if I see one. I could assume a predator has moved into the area, but who knows? Maybe I'm not able to see the snowshoe hares now because the snow is white and so are the snowshoe hares. I do see pairs of eyes at night, big eyes reflecting back at the light from my headlamp, just above ground level. Probably porcupines or raccoons. I see their pictures on the trail cams, along with lots and lots of deer. All of the pictures I have of the deer are does and fawns. But friends and acquaintances killed bucks during the recent deer hunting season, so bucks are out there. Maybe they're just smart enough not to get their pictures taken. This is the time of year when it's good to sit back and feel grateful for everyone and everything we have in our lives. Time goes so fast lately. Everything's so hectic. Nobody has the time or energy to stop and smell the roses, as it were. But I like doing that. I like telling the four-leggeds and two-leggeds in my life what they mean to me. It could all be over in the blink of an eye. Life is precarious. Judging from what I hear on the news these days, I'm exceedingly lucky to live in a place of such natural beauty, and to live in a place where the members of the human species aren't trying to blow each other up. We are so fortunate to have the friends and the families we have, so fortunate to have the lives that we have here. I think it's a good time to hug your friends and loved ones. What better time than this? Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you again. In the meantime, drive carefully and don't forget to be grateful.